David McMahon, you're an attorney at law, and you have compiled West Virginia Surface Owner's Guide to Oil and Gas. What's this guide for?
It's for people, mostly who live in the oil and gas patch, who own surface. It's particularly for them if they own the surface but don't own the minerals. And, of course, the people that come to get it most often are people that don't own the minerals, and they get a notice in the mail from an oil and gas driller, or they see a surveying crew out on the land when someone's just about to drill an oil and gas well on their surface property.
Is this a big issue? Is this a common occurrence in West Virginia?
Last year in 2004, drilling was up. There were 1,400 well permits issued. Now, not all those turned into a real gas well, but 1,400 permits issued in West Virginia last year, and that's up from, I think, 600 or 800 back in the mid-90s. And my guess is that there are a lot more wells going to be drilled in 2005 than 2004 because the prices are up and interest rates are still down.
So I'm a property owner, and I see surveyors coming out to my property. I ask them what they're doing. They say, oh, we're going to drill here for oil or gas. And then I say, but wait a minute, this is my property. You can't come on here without my permission. Is it as basic as that?
Unfortunately, that's not true at all. In West Virginia, if the minerals are owned separately than the surface, the minerals are the dominant estate, and the surface is the subservient estate. The owner of the minerals can do whatever is, quote-unquote, fairly necessary to get the minerals out. And that can mean if they have to totally destroy your surface to get it out, then they can. Now, they don't normally have to do that, but they're allowed to do whatever is fairly necessary, which includes coming onto your land.
So when I bought that property in the first place, should I have done some research about what was underneath it?
When your lawyer probably did a title search and told you only on the surface, and then it would have been good to do a lot more investigation into what could happen because you don't own the minerals underneath you, and whether who owns the minerals and whether there's a lease of the minerals and all that stuff. And in fact, my new edition of the guide has a whole chapter on for people who are buying land. And now, there are no easy answers to that question. There's always going to be some risk, but that's something you ought to do when you're going to buy land out in West Virginia.
We all know the story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Then one day, he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. First thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Now, that was the Beverly Hillbillies, of course, the story behind Jed Clampett becoming a millionaire because he had oil on his land in Tennessee. If it had been in West Virginia, what would Jed have to go through in order to claim the mineral rights of what was underneath his land?
Well, if he didn't own the mineral rights, then he just found some oil that somebody else owns, and they're going to come and put a well on his land, and could put roads on his land and all that other stuff. They're going to do whatever's fairly necessary. And there are some ways in which he could increase his rights of someday getting ownership of the minerals and getting some control of that. But right now, the leverage that he has when someone's going to come on and drill a well, he doesn't have much because the fairly necessary rule is in favor of the mineral owners and has a fairly vague rule. So to really get enforcement of it, if there's a dispute, you end up in court. And, of course, it's the drillers that have the lawyers that have the money that have done this before, and they have a certain amount of surprise. So while surface owners do have some leverage, they do have, if they know their rights, that the driller can only do fairly necessary. And there is the West Virginia Surface Owners Compensation Act, and they do have an important piece of leverage, the right to comment on the driller's permit. But that's about all they can do if they don't own the minerals. Again, because Jed and his family, if they don't own the minerals, they don't own the oil and gas, they're going to get nothing. What they may get from the oil and gas, what they may get, should get, is some compensation from the use of their land for the surface, particularly if it's a very old severance. If the minerals and the surface were separated many years ago, then they're sure to get some compensation for that.
If you're a surface owner here in West Virginia and you find that there is oil and gas underneath your property, and you don't have the rights to it, companies, mineral companies, have the rights to it. Can you make money? Can you get rich?
No. You're going to have to fight and assert your rights in order to protect your surface from having more than is fairly necessary done to it. Now, if you want to get some control of that, if nothing's being done right now, there are some things you can do to maybe someday perhaps get your land back or get some control of it. A lot of minerals is divided into fractions. You know, it was owned by great-grandpa, and the surface was separated out, and the surface has been divided up into little pieces. But great-grandpa had a number of kids who had a number of kids, and so there are 36th and 172nd interests out there. So if you get out of the courthouse and go through a lot of work and find out who owns some of that, and then you try to buy a 72nd, a 36th, buy as much as you can, that will give you some leverage if there hasn't already been a lease signed by the mineral owner. And if there's already wells on your land, then that has already happened. There's another thing you can do, too. It's not going to happen very often, but a lot of times minerals, particularly those that have been divided up a lot, get sold for fair to pay taxes. Whoever owns them says, yeah, I'm not going to pay taxes on this anymore. I've got this small portion. And there's a form in the book to do this. You can go down and register at the county courthouse so that if the minerals are sold for taxes, you will get notice. So you'll be able to go and bid on the minerals under you.